This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt's health ministry says that 41 people were killed when a fire broke out in a Coptic church in the heavily populated Cairo suburb of Mbaba. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
People shouted and screamed as the fire raged on the top floors of the martyr Abu Sayfain church. Witnesses say it took firefighters 3 hours to arrive at the scene. Many of the victims were children. Egyptian media, quoting eyewitnesses, reported that the fire started after a power outage at the church caused an electrical generator to turn lights and air conditioning units on, triggering a short circuit in one of them. Prime Minister Mustafa Madbouly, along with General Ahmed Rashid, the governor of the Giza province where the church is located, went to the scene of the fire. They presented the government's condolences, along with pledges to help the families of the victims. Authorities have also pledged to set up technical and engineering committees to investigate the cause of the fire. Egyptian political sociologist Saeed Sadiq tells VOA that the church is located in a neighborhood full of narrow streets and alleyways.
Because they exist in overcrowded area, usually alleys, separate defense and fire brigades cannot reach it that quickly. So this is a problem.
The incident came 9 years to the day government security forces evacuated a Muslim Brotherhood sit-in camp in the north of Cairo, resulting in a large number of casualties. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Find more at voanews.com.